From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis says that the military is investigating the deaths of four American soldiers in Niger earlier this month at the hands of Islamic militants. Mattis told reporters a full investigation is underway into the incident, as is in the case. Any time a U.S. service member is killed, and the military would release any new information it receives in a timely fashion.
One point I would make, having seen some of the news reports, the U.S. military does not leave its troops behind, and I would just ask that you not question the actions of the troops who were caught in the firefight and question whether or not they did everything they could in order to bring everyone out at once. And I would also ask you don't confuse your need for accurate information with our ability to provide it immediately in a situation like this.
The Islamic State militants ambushed U.S. and Nigerian forces during an October 4th firefight that also killed four of Niger's security personnel. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is heading to the Middle East this Friday, attending the first meeting between the governments of Saudi Arabia and Iraq and exploring ways of improving relations between the two countries. The inaugural Coordination Council meeting comes amid a warming of relations between Riyadh and Baghdad. Iraqi Kurdistan's two main political families and their supporters treated accusations of blame Wednesday for the Iraqi army's easy takeover this week of the city of Kirkuk and other disputed areas in northern Iraq, which the Kurds seized from the Islamic State terror group 3 years ago. Some Kurdish leaders expressed fears that Kurdistan could split in two if things worsen, taking the region back to when it was divided.